Hey everybody, this is Captain Katz. We're here live here at DreamHack 2023. And here with me is a member of the Special Armed Forces of the Air Force. What's your name, sir?
It's going to be Sergeant Darnell.
All right, first and foremost, Sergeant Darnell, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. As a family, coming from a person who has a family member that served in the military, I know it must be hard for you guys and everything, but I also appreciate your guys' sacrifice and duty for the country.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. What family member did you have?
I have a family member, my oldest brother, he was a Marine.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
my best friend, and also my brother, my best friend, he was also in the Army.
Okay. Okay. So, awesome. Yeah, That's incredible. So you got a line of history, too, with the military.
Yes, one way or another.
That's awesome.
So what are you guys are doing here at DreamHack?
So basically, we came out. We got a pull-up bar here. We got a flight sim that we're setting up. Goal is just to get a little bit more exposure when it comes to the Air Force, kind of expose a little bit more of what we have to offer to San Diego region and just anybody from the from around the country or wherever you're coming from.
Okay, that's really nice. And is it this is so far the right here for the U.S. Army in general? Is it the first time you not Army Air Force? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. happens all the time.
Yeah, is it your first guys coming to DreamHack here?
No, so I'm actually newer to the area myself. But this has been a setup that they are traditionally trying to keep going. Not only DreamHack, but we're big into Comic-Con, too, so we're hoping to come out to that next. This has been an incredible experience so far. We've gotten a lot of participants, as you can see. People just generally coming out just to have fun, or got some people that are generally interested in the information that we have to offer.
Oh, okay. That's good. And since you said that you're new here, is your first time here in San Diego?
No, so I've been here for about 4 months now myself. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm newer here, I should say. I'm from Texas originally. My last duty station was actually in Massachusetts. So, coming from Massachusetts to here is like day and night almost.
Oh, I bet. Like, what part of Texas are you from?
Killeen?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, my best friend, he was when he was in the Army, he was based down in Fort Hood.
Fort Hood, okay. Yeah, that's that area. So I grew up there. So
All right,
go figure. Army base, Air Force, but you know,
comes in full circle.
Yeah, exactly.
So outside of your military service, are you a gamer yourself?
I am. I love playing 2K. I'm a Madden guy. I'm a sports player.
Oh yeah.
So that's what I'm big into. But I dabble with the other things. I play God of War. God of War is awesome. So,
all right.
I enjoy it. That's why when they told me about this event, I was all over it. So.
Nice. All right. PlayStation, Xbox owner?
PlayStation. PlayStation. Definitely PlayStation. I mean, I can't lie. Earlier on, I had an Xbox 360, but that was my only time with Xbox. So.
All right. Okay. So outside of gaming, since you're a 2K guy, football question. Aaron Rodgers, where do you think he's going
to
go?
Jets. He has to go to the Jets at this point. The Jets have done everything to get him, so you got to do it. If it doesn't happen, it's like the biggest disappointment in their history.
I don't know. This is the Jets we're talking about.
Yeah.
No disrespect to them, but
that's
you
true.
Guys got to shoot yourselves in the foot
that
one
is
way
true.
At a time.
That is true. The Jets, there's no telling with those guys, but they've already made all these preparations to get him. I mean, if it doesn't happen now, then it's like the biggest letdown ever.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. Yeah. Definitely know what you mean.
I'm a Cowboys fan myself, though, so speaking of letdowns.
I feel you. Trust me. We used to have San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
We're used to that.
Yeah.
We were used to that. And even when the team went up to L.A., now L.A. gets to experience what we had to experience all these years.
But funny thing is that San Diego is still, from what I've noticed in my little time here, still very loyal to the Chargers. So there's still very much that culture and that history. You can see it amongst everybody here. So
here's the funny thing about that. Okay. When they did the survey a while back, and they said this. A lot of fans said that they're willing to bring the team back. They're willing to take the team back with open arms. They just don't want the owners back with the team.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of, in a sense, sold them out. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine if the Cowboys, I mean, it would never happen, but if they packed ship and went somewhere else, you know, like, I'd feel betrayed. So, I don't know. How do you feel about it, being a local Charger fan?
Oh, it was a dagger in the heart. It was like a dagger in the heart.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the same thing with, when they changed coaches in the 90s.
Yeah.
Now everyone thought that, oh my God, what Jerry Jones is doing, you know?
Yeah.
Ended up you guys winning back, winning Super Bowl.
Jimmy Johnson's. Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah, man, it's Definitely, it's great. I couldn't compare to something like actually moving to a different city on you guys. I bet you grow up your whole life here, and that's all you know, and then boom, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, but then luckily they didn't go too far, you know, so that's a good
thing. Nah, that's very true and everything.
Are you a gamer as well?
Or? Yes, I am, actually.
Okay. What do you like?
Like, I play a lot of fighting games. I play a lot of puzzle games. Okay. I used to do first-person shooters, a little bit of Madden here and there, you know. You know, whenever I feel like it, you know.
I hear that.
But I do play, like, a lot of tabletop and stuff like that.
Oh, so. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Yeah, I'm trying to expand my horizons. So I've been very into sports games my whole life, but I'm open to anything, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, always do first-person shooters. A lot of first-person shooter games are, like, really realistic. A good one I would recommend would be CS:GO.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like a really popular game. Overwatch, too, as well.
I've seen Overwatch. Yeah. I played a little Call of Duty, too.
Yeah,
so.
Call of Duty, but if you want, like, the really, really, like, you know, military SWAT, go to Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike, okay.
That's like, they really, like, really go into detail and everything, like, really tight corners and everything, cool score combat and everything.
Real so. New, real tactics, so on and so
like,
forth.
Yeah, like, well, no, literally, like, I got friends who have friends in the military. They'll play that, and they will use military lingo and tactics over in Steam just to play against other people.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
Yeah, so you'd be surprised.
You know, it's funny. I know on the sports theme, but this Rocket League, this tournament is entire. I might get into this, man. This is it's pretty cool. I didn't know it had that following that it has. I know of Rocket League, but I didn't know it had that following. So.
Oh, it's big.
Yeah.
It is really, really
I see.
Big. Yeah. Like, too, Rocket League, too, it's one of those games that's, like, it's fun to play. It's hard to master, but you enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah, of course,
you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in signing up for the Air Force and everything, where would they need to look in social media?
Yeah, so first thing that you would want to do, the easiest thing to do is Google your local recruiter. Everybody should have a Google page. So we have offices spread around San Diego, Mira Mesa, Santee, Chula Vista, so on and so forth.
Anywhere else in the United States as well?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Oh, and anywhere else in the United States as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not even exclusive to San Diego. That's the easiest way to get a hold of your local recruiter because everybody's Instagram handle is going to vary based on where they're at. So the easiest way, and if all else fails, just go to airforce.com. You should be able to type your zip code in, and they'll pull up your local recruiter there. And if you're interested in specifics like special warfare, and that's what I primarily recruit for, that's the elite force of the of the Air Force, if you will. A lot of people here have the Navy SEALs, so on and so forth. We are the comparative is just Air Force. So you're going to want to look up your Air Force special warfare recruiter, and that's a little bit more limited. So.
All right then. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I hope you have a wonderful time here.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate the questions and I'm looking forward to seeing what else DreamHack has to offer.
All right then. Thank you there, right there, folks. And we'll be right back with more interviews from DreamHack. So stay put.